Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. I made notes for this piece when DRT was in the middle of Songs to Memory, a project that brought music to folks with Alzheimer's. What do you talk about to your new best friend who is 93 years old after you've already talked about all the good stuff? I mean, talking about World War II and his crowded, dismal childhood and seeing the Andrews sisters live. I should have known what to talk about. It's easy. Life as an altar boy. Yeah, no kidding. An altar boy. Tell me, can a soul reincarnate before the original host passes on? Can you have your next go at it while the previous you is still alive? I get the uncanny feeling every time I talk to Ken that we are the same person, 25 years apart. We share so many traits, so many inclinations, the same smiles and tears caused by the same triggers. Surely there must be some tiny branch of some mystical sect that says pre-incarnation is possible. If there is, I will consider becoming a dues-paying member of it. But back to being an altar boy. Little changed in the rituals between the 1930s when Ken practiced the art and the 1950s when I did. He started in the third or fourth grade and kept going from there. Sister Paul was in charge of the program at Sacred Heart Parish where Tim attended church. He liked Sister Paul a lot. She was not a head thumper, but rather gracious and smart. Remember, church services were all in Latin in those days, so someone had to teach us the language. Sister Paul behaved like every good coach behaves. Bring the youngsters along slowly, and when they're ready, and only when they're ready, move them into the starting lineup. So she taught the boys, all boys in those days, of course, she taught them their Latin. Some of it was easy enough, confitio deo omnipotenti, etc., etc., and some of it was downright murderous. Suscipiat Dominus sacrificium de manibus tuis, ad laudem et gloriam nominis sui, ad utilitatem quoque nostrum, tot iusque ecclesiae sui sancte. Phew! I guess it sounds a little odd to the uninitiated, but Ken and I had an absolute ball reciting what we could remember of our Latin lines together. A very old man and a mostly old man matching each other word for word through the fog of years. My Latin has lasted 60 years, and his more than 80 years. I guess it's pretty clear that the rigorous training we received made a profound impression. We talked about the money to be made for serving at weddings and funerals. In his day, it was pennies and nickels. In my day, it was a 50-cent piece and the occasional dollar bill. We shared a guilty smile when Ken opined, you know, the real money was in funerals. One of the coolest things about serving at a funeral is that they always occurred mid-morning, which meant you got out of school for the gig and you made some money. You got your cassock and surplice, the long black garment with the white gauzy top. You got that from the coat closet and walked out of class, across the street to the church. We changed into our liturgical attire in the dressing room of the church. Thank God Ken and I agreed that you wore your altar boy outfit over your regular clothes. There was no way any good Catholic boy was going to strip down to his skivvies in front of the other kids, especially in church. We agreed that the thurifer's job, that's the altar boy with the incense, was the plum job of all. You were on stage for a fraction of the mass, but for those few minutes, everything focused on you. Sometimes the priest took the thurible from your hands, like when he had to incense the coffin, and at other times it was you, all you, you and the smoke swinging that beautiful brass censer, while a proud as punch congregation smiled at you. As my best friend Tommy used to say, and Ken agreed, if you're standing up and they're sitting down, you're in show business. Well, I've been thinking a lot about Ken lately. He's gone for years now, and no doubt about it, I am catching up to him. If I could talk to him, I would tell him how much joy he caused me and that I loved him. And then we would recite our Latin.